Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in 365. Here what you got, Shelton Jay. Coming to you today to talk to y'all a few minutes about the NFL draft first round. I was really excited about the draft because this year, unlike most other years, I had no idea, along with most people, we didn't have any idea who was going where in the draft. You didn't know from pick one because it started out being Thibodeau, they thought, to jump to Aiden Hutchinson, to Trayvon Walker out of nowhere, you know, these last couple of days. So this draft has been a mystery from top to bottom. Didn't know which quarterback was going to go first. Didn't know where the quarterbacks were going to go. We just knew that we'd get a nice run of QBs early. Or so we thought. Come to find out, Trayvon Walker, edge rusher from University of Georgia, went first overall. Shout out to him, to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which was a bit of a surprise to me because I always thought it would be Aiden Hutchinson for the simple fact that he made plays up and down that line his whole career, and I just felt like he just continued that trend. Picking Trayvon Walker, though, he had tons of upside. And his measurables are good. He just seems like a player that if it all pans out and if it all goes the way they want it to, he's going to be a dynamic playmaker in the league. However, some of the doubts about him, in my opinion, is, you know, he had 2 years where he didn't do too much anything, but he had a boom year this past year. But his total career sack numbers kind of equal out to Aiden Hutchinson in 1 year, if that makes sense. So in saying that, we'll see. And I really do hope he gets it together for their sake. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know and hope it does. The talent is there. It's just a matter of whether he's going to put in the work ethic. We've seen it before where players boom and they bust from that position, but we'll just see what he does. We'll see what he does. And shout out to that man because he's a University of Georgia guy, so he's a Georgia guy. A couple notes from the draft. Georgia had 5 defenders, which is a record, selected in the first round. They did have the number 1 overall pick as well. I'll give you a couple tidbits as I go along. The winners of the draft for me was the New York Jets, and I say that because the Jets had 3 first-round picks. The first pick was Sauce Gardner, which was one of my favorite players in the draft coming out because he's a cornerback, lockdown corner. Ain't nothing coming on his side of the building. The Jets hadn't had a corner like that since Darrelle Revis, in my opinion, that could shut down the side and just completely put it down. He has the confidence. He has the swagger. He has the ability to change a game. So shout out to Sauce Gardner for going there. They also selected a receiver, I think with the 10th pick, it was Garrett Wilson from Ohio State. What's crazy is Garrett Wilson was probably and that's what I was going to say about Trayvon Walker. He wasn't even the best player on his team, I don't think, on defense. Garrett Wilson, I don't think he was the best receiver on his team, but he was, once again, you draft him for upside and what the potential and what you expect him to be. His measurables are good as far as his ability to catch the ball. He's small, and we don't know if he can stay healthy. So that's the thing. We just have to see what happens, but I still like the pick. I think he has some talent to that roster, and they need all the talent and help they can get. Chris Olave was selected right after him to New Orleans, the other receiver from Ohio State, which I thought was pretty cool. And then finally, the last pick that they made, the Jets, in the first round, they selected one of my favorite players in this whole draft, Jermaine Johnson II. I don't know if you remember, but he was on Last Chance U. That's where I kind of fell in love with his play style. He was a University of Georgia player that transferred out to Florida State, and he was unstoppable in the Senior Bowl, workouts. He just is a monster. I think that he's going to have a great career. I like his confidence. I like the way he talks, he carries himself. I think he's going to be a great player. So watch out for him. I thought that Dallas would pick him up. Thought that's what they really needed to do. However, they went with offensive tackle and Tyler Smith. I felt like Dallas kind of fumbled that one a little bit. But, I mean, they needed help everywhere across the board. So nothing is a bad pick as far as they're concerned. A couple of other notables, the Falcons selected Drake London, wide receiver from USC. Falcons need wide receiver help. They lost Russell Gage. They lost Calvin Ridley. They lost Julio Jones a couple years ago. They really didn't. They needed to replen that area more than any other. So receiver for Atlanta, if that's what I feel like they need to do to kind of get some help around those guys. I think you need to prepare yourself for drafting one of those good quarterbacks later on. Also, speaking of quarterbacks, there's only one quarterback that went in the first round, which was a huge shock to me. And it was Pitts, Kenny Pickett. He ended up going to the Pittsburgh Steelers right across the hall. So a lot of my friends were upset with that pick. Everybody, including myself, thought Malik Willis was a better quarterback. However, as far as fit goes, Kenny Pickett may fit better in Pittsburgh because he is homegrown. It's a talent that's local. They kind of know him in that building. I'm sure they did their research. He can help that team right away, which is a ready-made team to win. I don't really mind that pick as much as some of the others, even though I think Malik Willis has a higher upside. Hopefully, we'll have a better career because I like him. I just felt like this was good for Pittsburgh. But I am really shocked that Malik Willis is still on the board. I think some team's going to get a heck of a quarterback. They keep talking about him not being ready, but I don't go by that kind of stuff. I go by what I see, and the talent I saw in him is there. He's a day one starter, and I think he's going to be able to get the job done. I really, really do. I'm really interested to see what happens with him. My hope initially was that my Carolina Panthers were going to trade back and select Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati. But now that Willis is still on the board, we may be to trade back and get him. That way we got a quarterback to go with an offensive tackle that we picked up early on. So we'll see how this thing goes and how it plans out. We got some nice picks in this draft. We had a nice trade for the Eagles, my other team, man. I appreciate the fact that they picked up A.J. Brown from Tennessee. I think that was a pretty nice move, just giving up, you know, what they gave up, a few draft picks to get him. But he's worth that, and he signed a $100 million four-year extension. So in saying that, now Jalen Hurts has a viable number one option at receiver, which he was lacking. And I think he's going to prove a lot of people, including Q, wrong. So just watch out for Jalen Hurts. Man, keep your eyes open for some of these guys. Kansas City retooled. They had a good draft, too. I forgot about them. They got a defensive end, which they needed, and they got a cornerback to replace the corner that they lost. But other than that, man, the first round was pretty exciting. Like I said, nobody went where I had no idea where anybody was going to go. So the way they landed was how they landed, man. We'll keep this thing going. This is pretty fun for me because, like, unlike other years past, you had no idea where people were going to end up. And this is the best time of the year for any football fan because your team is still in it right now. So tune in tomorrow. We'll see what we're talking about for round 2 and 3. And it's your boy Sheldon J. We out. Peace.